This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadjo. Israeli forces killed at least 14 Palestinians during a raid in the occupied West Bank amid escalating violence that began more than a week ago after an Israeli boy went missing. Reuters' Diane Toh has more.
Israeli forces killed more than a dozen Palestinians during an extended raid in the West Bank, according to Palestinian authorities on Saturday. It's one of the occupied area's heaviest casualties in months amid a recent surge in violence. The Israeli army released video said to show its operations during the raid, which began in the early hours of Friday in the Nir Shams area near the flashpoint city of Tol Karm. It said a number of militants were killed or arrested during the raid, with at least four Israeli soldiers wounded.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toh. The Pentagon could get weapons moving to Ukraine within days once Congress passes a long-delayed aid bill. That's because it has a network of historic sites in the U.S. and Europe that already hold the ammunition and air defense components that Kyiv desperately needs. Moving fast is critical, CIA Director Bill Burns said this past week, warning that without additional aid from the U.S., Ukraine could lose the war to Russia by the end of the year. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said, "We would like very much to be able to rush the security assistance in the volumes we think they need in order to be able to be successful." The House approved $61 billion in funding for the war-torn country Saturday after Speaker Mike Johnson pushed a larger foreign aid bill toward a vote despite threats from within his party. It still needs to be cleared by the Senate. This is VOA News. The rebuilding of Sudan's war-ravaged healthcare system has been hindered by various obstacles, such as security tensions and funding shortages due to the extensive destruction inflicted by the year-long conflict in the country. The armed conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the rival paramilitary rapid support forces has entered its second year. Since the deadly conflict broke out on April 15, 2023, it has led to a severe humanitarian crisis in the country, with extensive damage to healthcare infrastructure and about 15 million people nationwide in need of urgent health assistance. Sudanese Health Minister Haysam Mohamed Ibrahim.
The direct effect of this war we have seen in destruction of hospitals, infrastructures of the health system, looting of medicines and supplies, of course, secondary to this war. Also, the out-migration of healthcare professionals, the huge out-migration outside the country of the healthcare professionals. Of course, this, over the time, will affect the health system.
Sudanese Minister of Health Haysam Mohamed Ibrahim. Infectious diseases such as cholera, dengue fever and measles have spread widely in Sudan since September last year due to the operational difficulties of the struggling healthcare system and mass displacement of people. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted amnesty to 4,000 inmates as part of efforts to ease crowding in jails. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, where Mnangagwa pardoned some prisoners last year, though some ended up back in jail.
That's the sound of jubilant pardoned prisoners leaving Zimbabwe's Chikurubi maximum prison in Harare. The prisoners were freed Friday after President Emmerson Mnangagwa granted amnesty to female prisoners, those with chronic ailments, juveniles, and those with life sentences who have served at least 20 years. There was no reprieve for murderers, treasonous, armed robbers, robbers, and those facing death sentences who were imprisoned for life. Those who were pardoned last year and were arrested again did not qualify for amnesty announced this week by President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
And you will find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours. In Washington, Nabil Biadjo, VOA News.